السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Continuing our discussion on easy steps to Jannah, yesterday we mentioned that even if a person leads the most miserable and the most deprived life on earth, nothing went right for him, nothing went his way. But if he's just dipped into Jannah once, and thereafter he is asked, have you suffered any difficulty or hardship in your life? He'll say, I don't know what's difficulty, I don't know what's hardship. That's the nature of Jannah. Just one dip into it, and an entire life of difficulty and hardship is totally forgotten. We also explained yesterday that the smallest thing in Jannah is better than this world and whatever it contains. If just the bracelet of a dweller of Jannah is to be exposed to this world, it will illuminate the world in such a way that the sun outshines the stars. In the way that the sun outshines the stars, that one bracelet of Jannah will outshine this world, whatever light this world contains. So that is Jannah. And an easy action to obtain Jannah that we discussed yesterday, we gave the example of that prostitute who found a thirsty dog near a well, and she put her boot in, filled it with water, and gave the dog, which is a napak animal, an impure animal, water to drink. And because of that, a woman whose every night was spent in a major sin was totally forgiven by Allah and granted Jannah. So no action is insignificant. Now taking the discussion further, who will be the first to enter Jannah? It will be none other than Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a narration it is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will knock on the door of Jannah. And the response will come that who is it? And I will say it is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the comment will be made, we have been instructed to open the door of Jannah for none besides you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, if only I was there to see it with you. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, from my ummah Abu Bakr, you will be the first to enter Jannah. So the first to enter Jannah will be Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the first from the ummatis will be Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. This is a great bounty of Allah upon us. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you are the last ummah to come to earth, but you will be the first ummah to enter Jannah. On the night of Mi'raj, after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed salah leading all the anbiya, every nabi stood up to praise Allah. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam finally stood up, one of the praises of Allah he mentioned was, all praise due to that Allah. All praise is due to that Allah who brought my ummah last to the world but will make them enter Jannah first. In one narration, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you have been granted preference over the nations before you in the following. You came last to earth, but you'll be resurrected before them. You will be granted a better position on the plains of reckoning than the previous nations. You will be granted a greater position under the throne of Allah. You will cross, your reckoning will be taken first. You will cross the bridge of Sirat before any of the other nations. You will enter Jannah before any of the other nations. And last but not least, this ummah will make up the biggest percentage of the dwellers of Jannah. Most of the occupants of Jannah will come from this ummah, the ummah that Allah had decreed for you and I to be part of. Let us thank Allah from the recesses of our hearts. Let's work for the Jannah. So like every day, we conclude with one easy step through which we can attain Jannah. Yesterday we spoke about being kind to animals. Any living creature, if you show them kindness, you can enter Jannah. Today we talk about visiting the sick. It is mentioned in a narration of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who visits his brother who is ill, or his brother in Islam, meaning his religious brother, then an angel calls out and says to him, بِأَنْطِبْتَ وَطَابَ مَمْشَاكَ وَتَبَوَّأْتَ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلًا. You've done well, your walking is blessed, and you have secured your abode in Jannah. Subhanallah, to go and visit someone who is sick for the pleasure of Allah, that can be your ticket to Jannah. Today we live very individualistic lives, we're living only for ourselves. A sick person feels very down, a sick person feels very depressed, a sick person worries and has a lot of anxiety. And better than the medication prescribed by the doctor is when he sees those people who are close to him, who are dear to him, when someone visits him and says something encouraging to him. So visiting a brother for the pleasure of Allah, especially a sick brother, can be your ticket to Jannah. May Allah grant me and all of us the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.